It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before we get into our story, let's see what's troubling Molly.
McGee, ever since that nice prudential man of ours told us about that mortgage cancellation plan, there's something I've been wanting to ask him.
Well, I don't profess to be a professor, kiddo, but what's your particular problem?
Well, just this, McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everyone knows the Prudential Insurance Company has a special plan that will pay off a family's mortgage if anything happens to Dad. But what about those families living in rented homes or apartments? Doesn't the Prudential have a plan to protect them, too?
It sure does. And just as you may have guessed, it's called the Prudential Rent Payment Plan.
That certainly makes sense.
You see, a Prudential Rent Payment Plan will provide your family with money to pay the rent each month if you're no longer here. You'd never have to worry about the first of the month rolling around because you'll always have your rent money on hand. Now, of course, if you should ever decide to buy a house, this policy can be used to cover a like amount of your mortgage debt.
Sounds perfect to me, McGee. So, friends, if you want to be sure there'll always be a roof over your family's head, keep them covered with a Prudential Rent Payment Plan. Your Prudential agent will be glad to tell you more about it.
The annual stockholders meeting of the Amalgamated Paperclip Corporation takes place this afternoon in Chicago. A grim struggle is going on for control of this company. And oddly enough, the key figure in this battle for votes is a small stockholder named McGee. Here at the door of the stockholders' hotel suite, another battle is going on.
Look, I'm from the news. Isn't Mr. McGee going to make a statement?
Is he back in Phonebonger?
Will Mr. McGee take chairman of the board?
You're going to get a statement from McGee.
Now, gentlemen, please,
come
ladies.
Come on, fellas, outside, please. Mr. McGee's tied up right now. Outside, please, please.
Oh, what a day this is going to be. Where was I? Oh, better open up some more mail. Oh, dear, what a mess. If I had to go through another day... McGee, get up.
Gee whiz, Molly. Big, important stockholder like me has got to get his rest.
Get up, stockholder. It's nearly noon. Heavenly days, this is the silliest...
Okay, I'm up. Oh, golly. What's happened so far?
Well, the Small Investors Committee was here at 9, 9.15, and 10.30 to find out how you're going to vote at the meeting this afternoon. And the reporters arrived at 8 and have been breaking the door down every hour on the hour ever since.
Boy, oh boy, I guess it's just like the man on the newscast said last night. All the small investors are going to watch the way I vote because I got in on the inside and I've been hobnobbing with the bigwigs.
Well, I tell you, this is a big responsibility.
Oh, sure it is.
When we first arrived here with our 3 little shares of stock Aunt Sarah gave us, and the newspapers tagged you the symbol of the small stockholder.
And the backbone of the industry, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, yes. I see it embroidered on the back of your robe there.
Yeah.
Say, that's a pretty robe. Where'd you get that?
Phonebacher sent it up last night. He sure been swelled us, kiddo.
Yes, I know. And that's another thing. Mr. Phonebacher, when we first got here and he started doing all these nice things for us, you know, like putting us up at this fancy hotel and all, well, I thought it was just because he liked us.
What else?
Well, now that this thing has snowballed and it looks like the whole election is up to you, I just wonder if he...
He didn't have anything like that in mind, kiddo. Old Phony is just... Phonebacher's just a swell egg, that's all. He's just one of them big executive-type guys that he likes doing things for people.
Well, I just...
Well, you're wrong. When him and his wife took us home from that opera I fell asleep in that they invited us to last night, I remember his very words as he was paying the cab fare. It's been fun, my good friend, he said.
It has, too.
Treating you and your wife to the best restaurants in town, he said, and buying the best seats at the opera, the horse show, and the ballet is expensive, sure, he said. But tomorrow, when you get to the stockholders' meeting, forget all this. You just do what you think best for the good of the company, and may the best man win, he said. So you see what a sincere guy old Phony, or Mr. Phonebacher.
Now, gentlemen, please.
Now, that's all right, boy. Gentlemen of the press. Gentlemen, I am ready to speak now.
Well.
You may quote me as saying to my fellow small stockholders that I have weighed this paint in the town, this problem of who to vote for very seriously, and I'll announce my decision at the meeting this afternoon. Which I better get dressed because Mr. Phonebacher's chauffeur will be here any minute, and I don't want to be late for old Phony.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
How much difference can a shampoo make in the appearance of your hair? You'll find out after your first sudsing with Dial shampoo. Because this new shampoo gives your hair that diamond sparkle look, a bright, shiny look you'll love. And with Dial shampoo, you get loads of creamy, rich, lanolated lather, too. It leaves every strand of your hair ever so soft, ever so easy to manage, even right after shampooing. Once you try new Dial shampoo, you'll know how true this little song is.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Look for Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle at your favorite store.
Isn't this a beautiful car, McGee?
Yeah, this is Fonbacher's own private limousine. That'll show you how much he thinks of your husband, my dear.
Or my husband's vote.
I wish you'd stop saying that. We can vote any way we want. In fact, he said himself, may the best man win. Hand me that box of dollar cigars there. The one with my name engraved on the lid, will you?
Hmm? For goodness sakes, what'll he think of next?
You got a match?
No. Ask the chauffeur.
Hmm?
And say, did you get a look at that chauffeur, by the way? So tall and distinguished looking? He looks like Ronald Coleman.
Probably is Ronald Coleman. The way Fonbacher spends dough. Oh, chauffeur, you got a match?
There's a cigar lighter at your elbow, sir. Left elbow.
Oh. Oh, thanks. How much farther to the meeting?
Well, nearly there, sir. Oh, and that reminds me, Mr. McGee. Mr. Fonbacher said to be sure and tell you...
Tell me what?
I hope I have this memorized correctly. Ah, yes. He said no matter how you vote today, it will not change his feelings toward you or your charming wife one bit.
Well, isn't that nice, dearie? Maybe I've been a little
too... He told me to say, in spite of all the fun you three have had together, the horse show, the ballet and opera, each at $12 a seat, the fabulous nightclubs with their fabulous checks, and that luxurious hotel suite at $15 a day... including phone calls back to your friends at Wistful Vista, of which there have been many. He wants you to know that as far as he...
Here we are, Molly.
Too.
Excuse us, Buster.
Oh, yes, Mr. McGee. How are we going to vote?
Hey, that's him. I saw his picture in the paper.
Yes, come on, Molly. Come on. They're holding seats for us up front.
Good heavens, will you look at this mob?
Mr. McGee, I've got two shares. How I vote?
Well, why don't you tell me how you
vote? Well, my dear friends, Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Oh, hi, Fonbacher, old boy.
Hello.
I was wondering what happened to you.
Well, you see, your chauffeur got confused.
Yeah, he was so busy trying to remember all you told him to tell us that he passed the place three times.
Well, don't pay any attention to what he said. You just
do
what
you
think
is
best
for
the
company.
And may the best man win.
Yeah, we got the message.
Well, now that you're here, I'm sure the stockholders would all like to hear your decision.
Oh.
All right, Mr. Chairman. I think we're ready to come to order.
Yes, Uncle Jay. Mr. Fonbacher.
He certainly has it neatly sewed up, hasn't he?
Oh, that's just...
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow stockholders, the meeting will now come to order. Now, we all know the stand taken by the two major stockholders in this company. The old line, conservative Mr. Daniel Gould, says, times are unsteady. Let's retrench. Proceed with caution. Whereas Mr. Fonbacher says, the future is for the daring. Let's expand. You have to spend money to make money.
Yay!
Please. Just show your reaction in the way you vote. And now, before we cast our ballots, I know you all want to hear from one of our fellow stockholders who's been very close to this situation. A man you know is the very symbol of the small investor.
Yeah, I hope we don't forget to say...
And the backbone of industry.
Good.
Mr. Fibber McGee of Wistful Vista.
Yeah! Thank you. Thank you, fellow small stockholders like us, like I and my wife. Now, as you all know, I've studied both sides of this controversy very carefully. I want to tell all of my small fellow stockholders how swell Mr. Fonebacher has treated us here. Great.
Oh, this is nothing. This is a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And I want you to know that even though he set us up in the best hotel in town, took us out every night, picking up the check every time before I could get my hand out of my pocket, he himself has said, forget it. You just do what's best for the company. This is our company, and we want it run right. I've given this a lot of thought, and I say to you that Mr. Fonebacher here is the most dynamic personage I've ever met. He's a powerhouse.
Well, that's mighty swell of you, McGee. Thanks.
And any man who'd take a couple of strangers like I and my wife, put us up in the Ritz Waldorf Hotel at $50 a night, buy him tickets for the opera and the horse show at $12 a throw, and take him to the best nightclubs in town, he's a swell guy to know.
Oh, great, great. It's in the bag. Get ready to count them.
But when it comes to running my company, I don't want anybody that throws money around like that.
What?
So I'm doing the best thing for the company, like Mr. Fonebacher told me to do. McGee's three votes go for Daniel Gould and his conservative group. I have spoken.
What? Why, you no good ingrate. You two-faced, two-timing, two-bit cheap.
Come on, Molly. Let's go get packed for home.
And quick, I've got a feeling we don't live at the Ritz Waldorf anymore.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
It's dependable, C. So dependable, A. And dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
But dependability isn't the whole story, not by a long shot. This is Vaughn Monroe with four good reasons why you should see your RCA Victor dealer. First, today's smartest cabinet styles, a completely new line. Second, the new all-clear picture with 212% finer picture contrast. Third, the new EZC tuning dial. Fourth, the lowest prices ever for RCA Victor quality. I personally recommend that you see your dealer soon. And remember,
every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
This trip has been a lot of fun, McGee, but I'm glad to be going home.
Yeah. There's a story about the meeting here in the paper. It says Gould re-elected Prexy of Amalgamated Paperclip by votes of small stockholders.
That's you, dearie.
Yeah. It says to show his appreciation, Mr. Gould selected the smallest stockholder there and put him on the board of directors.
Hmm.
How do you know? Some guy with 100,000 shares.
100,000 shares? Mm-hmm. How can they call him a small stockholder?
He's a midget.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Conrad as Fonebacher, Jack Moyles as the chauffeur and the chairman, and Mary Lansing as the woman. This is John Wald inviting you back tomorrow night when Mr. McGee pulls a fast one. He thinks on Mrs. McGee. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.